and not get some realization of the beauty and general satisfactoriness of a real and abiding love is something I cannot understand and never shall be able to. Nobody in Bridgeport believed that Marcella would ever come back, except Dr. John and me, not even her Aunt Sarah. I've heard people laugh at me when I said I knew she would, but nobody minds being laughed at when she is sure of a thing, and I was sure that Marcella Barry would come back as the sun rose and set. I hadn't lived beside her for 8 years to know so little about her as to doubt her. Neither had Dr. John. Marcella was only 8 years old when she came to live in Bridgeport. Her father, Chester Barry, had just died. Her mother, who was a sister of Miss Sarah Bryant, my next-door neighbour, had been dead for 4 years. Marcella's father left her to the guardianship of his brother, Richard Barry, but Miss Sarah pleaded so hard to have the little girl that the Barrys consented to let Marcella live with her aunt until she was 16. Then, they said,